Welcome, everybody. Is this working?
No.
Can I get someone to press their button? All right, Counselor Draper, you want to test it out?
Hollis, how's it going to do tonight?
Nope.
No?
All right. Excuse me a second, folks. I'm going to troubleshoot here.
There's still called the order on that.
Yeah, we'll call it to order at 6 o'clock, but we'll just delay a little bit while I'm working. Sorry for the delay there, troubleshooting the important part as we figure it out. Welcome to Students Council. To start off, we would like to respectfully acknowledge that our university and our student union are located on Treaty 6 territory. We are grateful to be on Cree, Dene, Salt, Blackfoot, and Dakota Sioux territory, specifically the ancestral space of the Papa Chase Cree. These nations are our family, friends, faculty, staff, students, and peers. As members of the University of Alberta Students Union, we honor the nation-to-nation treaty relationship. We aspire for our learning, research, teaching, and governance to acknowledge and work towards the decolonization of Indigenous knowledges and traditions. We will start with attendance. And President Badgar.
Present.
Vice President Agarwal.
Present.
Vice President Brown.
Here.
Vice President Stapp.
Here.
Vice President Larson.
Here.
Governor Lee. Councillor McKenzie?
Here.
Councillor Vargas Alba? I believe is a proxy.
Yeah.
Councillor Beasley?
Here.
Councillor Chen?
Here.
Councillor Dixon? Mm-hmm. Councillor Draper?
Here.
Councillor Isaac? Councillor Ismail?
Yeah.
Councillor Varanakis?
Here.
Councillor Kidd? Councillor C? Councillor C? Councillor Ottawan? Councillor Ottawan? Councillor Bowes? Councillor Bowes? Councillor Sunday? Check the live stream. Councillor Nugent?
Here.
Councillor Adouche? Councillor Videsha? Councillor Dillon?
Yes.
Councillor Katera? Councillor Jamaluddin?
Here.
Councillor McVeigh? Councillor Syed?
Here.
And I'm here, and then there's Knox. All right, thank you, everybody. We'll start our meeting off today with speaker's business. I don't have a ton, so we'll be brief. First off, next meeting of Students' Council will be on Tuesday, July 30th, 2019, 6 p.m. in Council Chambers, our usual spot. The only thing I have for speakers' business is the dishes. And we have, as you see, reusable dishes in front of you. Please clean your dishes and put them away in an orderly fashion. Rinse them off and get rid of any of the stuff into the appropriate bin. Rinse them off and place them back in the bin, please. Anything else of that procedure? We're going to go with just that. Wonderful. Okay, thank you. That's all I have for speakers' business. We have no presentations today, so we'll go right away to executive committee reports, which is item 3. Would any members of the executive committee like to make a report? And I see 31. Vice President Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Hello, everyone. It's nice to sit on this side of the chamber for the first time. Very exciting new perspectives. A few things to let you know on, in addition to my written report. One thing that we are looking for is one to two counselors who may want to attend the CASA Get Out the Vote conference in Calgary on August 8th and 9th. We would head down on the 7th. This would be completely paid for by the Students' Union. All we ask is if any counselors do want to come and take part in this conference, where we'll be doing a lot of training and organizing for Get Out the Vote with our Western members, that you are prepared to commit 4 to 5 hours a week from in September and October to the Get Out the Vote campaign. If you are interested in this, please shoot me a message or an email. We'd love to bring some of you. As well, we've gotten funding from Elections Canada to hire 3 to 4 additional sort of mini Get Out the Vote coordinators that they are going to pay for, but we are going to supervise, that are going to help with voter engagement. I'm really excited about that. We met with MLA Secretson last week. She's the MLA for this riding. Went very well. We have much to follow up with her on. We have prepared a brief sort of research paper that talks about the benefits of tax credits as compared to upfront grants as a means of affordability to post-secondary education. We're going to be presenting this to various MLAs as well as the Minister of Advanced Education. If you would like to see this report, let me know. I'd be happy to share it. I'll put it in the next council agenda. And then the last thing is, over the weekend while I was at the Calgary Stampede, I attended community barbecue put on by the Minister of Advanced Education, where there were a couple of other MLAs and political staffers there that I also chatted with. That's everything. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Next up, we have 53, which is Vice President Staff. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So this might be a bit early, but this is going to be a fun sort of update for you all. So as you're all aware, a couple weeks ago, we chose some counselors to be part of the Bars Advisory Committee. I've been doing some work on preparing what that's going to look like, what the agendas are going to look like, talking to the various managers, and figuring out some dates. It looks like it'll start in August, and it'll be sort of jam-packed over a couple of weeks. Broadly, however, Vice President Larson and I myself have been really looking for a lot of student care materials for sort of week welcome and orientation to help make students aware of the health and dental plan, what's available, and making sure the marketing, the communications, and the branding is sort of on the point. In other news about the businesses, I'm looking to do a Dewey's grand reopening in September sort of event, since Dewey's is some really exciting space expansion that you all can see soon, as well as obviously a rebrand for the menu itself and some changes to just the general aesthetic. And I think that's enough that it deserves a grand reopening. So I'm very excited for that. The Daily Grind and Sunmark are both getting facelifts over the next month. We're investing some money into some renovations. Daily Grind is gonna be closed for a few weeks, but it's gonna look quite different when it's finished. And Sunmark's getting some movement done as well, though not nearly significant, but should also help with that. Bandigar and myself have done some work on the sub-capital planning task force to kind of prepare that, those discussions. And finally, there's a meeting of the chairs where we talked about the future of Finance Committee and Audit Committee and how to improve those committees, as well as new funding models for various committees of council in order to better empower committees to do the work that they're mandated to do. But that's everything for this week. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice President Staff. We'll now go to Vice President Agarwal.
It's been an exciting 2 weeks. The Research Events Planning Committee Working Group met last week, and we had a very robust discussion about some of the challenges that students face to getting involved in undergraduate research. So some of those, like maybe lack of guidance, supervisor relationship, lack of skills, understanding the benefits of research. So we had a really good conversation. We're going to take those feedback and kind of work it into the actual event, which will be held in October or November. Council of Faculty Associations, also known as COFA, has been happening the past 2 days. The first meetings were yesterday. We had the advocacy board meet yesterday, as well as finance and administration that met yesterday. It went really well. Some of the counselors here were part of that, so that was very exciting. Today we had member services where we talked a little bit about a collaboration fund potentially working out. So I'm very excited to see how COFA pans out this year. I'm excited to be well updated. I'm part of the CAUSE Counterparts Planning Committee, so essentially CAUSE is a Canadian Alliance of University Students, and we are meeting in Lethbridge later in August to meet with the other executives and see how we can be working together. So I'm on the planning committee. So other than that, I've been meeting with university admin quite a bit in the last 2 weeks, met with Tammy Hopper, the Vice Provost Programs, as well as Steve Dew and Matthias Root. Be Vice President Academic and Vice President Research. So a lot of updates there with regards to the academic portfolio. But I will be away starting Friday for a week. I'm taking vacation, going back to see family in Calgary. So if you need to get a hold of me, try to get a hold of me before then. But other than that, excited to be here.
Thank you. Next up, we have Vice President Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So the last 2 weeks in the office have been pretty busy. Outside of the office, very busy. I moved to a new apartment, and I also went and saw Khalid with President Bannergaard. I went to the Stampede the first time, so that was really cool. Business side of things, we have made some more motion on Suicide Prevention Day, and looking at rolling in a UASU Cares public awareness campaign into that. So we're gonna be formalizing UASU Cares within our services department and sort of having all of the individual services be able to attend and make edits within the actual website itself. As well as a lot of groundwork has been made towards the sexual violence prevention coordinator. And the position is being drafted up between the Sexual Assault Center and the Office of Human Resources Safe Disclosure. And then we're looking at a couple different avenues for how to fund this position, but especially how to fund it sustainably. And looking at mandatory non-instructional fees, but as well as funding from the Sexual Assault Center, Office of HR and Safe Disclosure, and the Dean of Students. And then past that, there's just been a lot of planning towards ResFest, which is an event coming up in the middle of September. But outside of that, that is my report. Thank you.
Thank you. And now we're going to have President Bannergaard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So in addition to my written report, a few of the key items I'll be working on over the next few days is the executive team will be attending the breakfast for the Non-Academic Staff Association tomorrow morning. So they're one of the unions on campus that I guess primarily deals with non-academic staff. So that includes academic advisors, surprisingly, administration staff. It also includes a few students who work on campus and things that are not essentially directly teaching. So I'm excited to see how that goes. Tomorrow evening, we're going to be going on a dinner with the Presidential Search Committee company called Cardwell. So they're meeting with us sort of in an informal style discussion, just to like talk about what our priorities are for the year, what our priorities are in terms of hiring a new president. It's a huge task that we have this year, and VP Larson and I are the two members on that committee. In addition to that, on Saturday, I will be attending a lunch with MP Matt Chenaroux and Conservative Party leader Andrew Scheer, so that'll be an interesting lunch for sure. And then on Tuesday, I will be at the Edmonton Student Alliance annual general meeting, where we will be electing a new chair / vice chair. But if you have any other questions, please feel free to ask me during question period. Thank you.
Thank you. And that concludes our executive committee reports. We move to item 4, the board and committee reports. We will start with audit committee. Aboriginal Reconciliation, Aboriginal Relations and Reconciliation Committee. Is there a member who would like to provide an update on ARC? And I am going to double check if I believe we received a written report. Let's check my email room to look. Okay, the last meeting, we have a report from Councillor Sunday. The last meeting of the Aboriginal Relations and Reconciliation Committee was canceled as we did not reach quorum. However, we did do a number of email motions. Specifically, we approved the ARC budget and the appointment of Andrew Folk, representative of the Indigenous Medical and Dental Student Association. Lastly, please review the Chair's report I submitted to the late editions. Lastly, in lieu of being unable to physically attend Students' Council, I've penned a number of letters to various councillors, chairs, and executive regarding the ARC recommendations and Indigenous inclusion. As they have yet to all be finished, watch out for those. You may be next. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to ask. Although I am not currently in council, I'll be happy to answer these for the live stream. And we'll just turn the back up. Would a member from the ARC committee like to provide a report? Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So our last meeting was last Tuesday, I believe, and we had the meeting over Google Hangouts. It was a really productive meeting. We kind of just reiterated that we needed to get the receipts for budgets by the 19th of July. If anyone had questions, we had we were helping each other with each other's budget if someone was struggling with one or not. But that's it. Our next meeting is going to be next Tuesday, I believe, at 6:30, also on Google Hangouts.
Thank you. Would a member from the Bylaw Committee like to provide a report? Go ahead.
So all of the various nocturnal birds of prey on the Bylaw Committee, owls, otherwise, since it is quite a hoot on the committee, we've been hard to work with a lot of bylaw updates. Currently, we've been updating the election bylaws as well as bylaw 1500 due to the ARC recommendations. So in the council drive, you can actually check out what we've done. There's just been a few changes there. I'm hoping to have some stuff ready to bring to council next meeting on these changes. We met with the CRO, we planned a meeting with the GM, and then I know there's quite a few TFUs who are somewhat not too happy about how the bylaws surrounding TFUs have gone in the past. But other than that, there is a bunch of stuff at the front that I left, all those like folded paper things. They are not bylaw things, but they're gifts from the campus radio station, so grab some of those. Also, check the group chat, because I'm going to be sending you a photo of my brother's cat, which he got on Friday, and it's the cutest thing ever. That's all.
Thank you. Would a member from Council Administration Committee like to provide a report? Please go ahead.
Hey, everybody. So I'm sorry that I couldn't be here 2 weeks ago. I'm here now. Sounds good. So CAC met today. We had a pretty chill and short meeting in the dark, just kind of working out some stuff. We discussed changing the frequency of written executive reports from bi-weekly to monthly, and we also discussed potentially canceling the council meeting on August 14th. So for both those items, if there's anything you have to say or like any comments that you want to make, please make it to like myself or a member of CAC, because then we can just kind of like have a better idea of like if you had some like grand plan for that council meeting. Please let us know. Also, other things. We took into consideration a discussion from 2 weeks ago, and we voted to make all the catering going forward for this year completely vegetarian. Woo! So that's fun. Also in the background, we're doing jackets and stuff, and I'll be able to likely make a more concrete update either at the next meeting or before when I know a little bit more. As always, we meet in council chambers at 5 before council meetings, and the next meeting will be in 2 weeks.
Thank you. A member from Executive Committee like to provide a report. President Bodnar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So Executive Committee went on a day-long in-town retreat where we talked about some organizational changes that we want to see going forward, and we also talked about our 30-60-90s for our goals. So we're trying to be really strategic and planning our goals preemptively so that we're able to plan for when things get super busy in the fall. We also didn't have too many motions. We've been doing a lot of discussion, though, because we haven't met a lot. And now, since everyone's going on vacation, we will not be meeting for another month-ish. But the biggest motion, I think, that we made was regarding HR legislation changes in response to Bill 8. So we made a couple of changes to our staff's ability to take vacations and also self-care days. So we actually matched our staff who are not unionized up with our unionized staff, so essentially giving them more authority, but we just took the legislation as like, do we want to implement this or not? And we chose to take a different route where we did what we thought would give our staff the most flexibility in their schedule, but also allow for them to communicate better with their managers about what their changes are. And other than that, we've just been having a lot of discussions regarding things like our goals going forward. I think the biggest pieces of discussion that we did talk about were updates what we're doing with our federal partners and our provincial partners. That seems to be a big topic going into a big federal budget year, but if you have any questions about executive committee, all of our minutes and agendas should be up online. We're trying to keep them as updated as quickly as possible, so please let me know.
Thank you. A member of Finance Committee would like to provide a report. Go ahead.
Finance Committee has not met since last council meeting, as we're just currently trying to get the DFU information organized.
Thank you. A member of Nominating Committee. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Speaker. We have 5 people join the meeting on last Thursday. We have a presentation that you can check it up on the Google Drive. We looked through 4 applications for the student group committee, 1 application for the ARC, and another one for the General Faculty Council. We discussed about pros and cons and compared all the applications and pick up the best candidates for those positions. Currently, we don't have new applications. Next meeting will happen when necessary. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Member from Policy Committee. Please go ahead.
I saw a message from Councillor Farazalba. Hi, Council. Committee did not meet last week and will not meet next week. We will, however, have a few e-votes over the next week on the student spaces policy and the sexual violence policy. So possibly keep an eye out for the first reading on those. That's it. Hope you all have fun. Thanks.
Thank you. Member from Student Group Committee. Any report from the Student Group Committee? Go ahead.
The Student Group Committee did not meet last week, but I've heard from the Nominating Committee that we do have another student at large coming, in which we'll be able to meet quorum and hopefully start meeting soon. But that's all.
Thank you. The member of the Board of Governors is not here, and I was provided with a report, however, it's in pages, so I cannot open it on this computer. Would you like to add anything, President Banagar? Okay. Any other members of the Board of Committees like to provide a report? Please go ahead.
So for Translation Committee, we haven't met since last council meeting, but we're going to meet again tomorrow to get some progress done and check where everyone's at. And yeah, it's going to be 4 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay. Parliamentary inquiry.
Go ahead.
If we were to want to get like a certain committee or a board to give a report, is there a way that we have, like, do we just ask? Or how does that work?
In this section of the agenda, I interpret it as a list. The way I interpret it is there's a list of sec committees in the council that I ask every time, and then afterwards I open the floor up to anyone who's a member of any other board or committees. So an example of that would be a dedicated fee unit or something like that where people can provide reports. I think it'd be most appropriate to ask for a report or an update within question period. But I do think this is a good point here to bring the knowledge to everybody that if you are a member of another board or committee, be that board or committee related to your position on council, that you are able to put your placard up and provide a report within this section of time. Thank you. Anyone else like to provide a report? Seeing none, we will move on to item number 5, open forum. And I'll pull up standing orders, as I usually do for rules open forum. And I will now open the first 15 minutes of open forum. Any guests of student council like to ask a question? I would like to note that I believe it was in the late ads. Late ads, we do have a written question that was submitted for open forum, so you can reference that. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Is it standing order that written questions get addressed first? I believe it's in standing orders of open forum that all written questions get addressed first, and then it's open to the oral questions.
Sounds great. Right, because it was in late ads, so we didn't get a response. Councilor Beasley.
So thank you so much for the question. So like as you mentioned, like our main rationale was that we kind of wanted to just like engage everyone in council. This is pertaining to like the discussion of vegetarian catering. And yes, you are completely correct that there was nothing like precluding councillors from like attending CAC at all. However, like the fear I think the CAC had, or the worry, was that like if we did it in CAC, the councillors may have felt like cheated from being able to raise their opinions, even if there was nothing in the standing order thank you so much for raising this, though, because like we'll be faced with like similar decisions in the future in regards to like what to do about the right to counsel or not. And I actually think it's a really good idea, as you brought up, to be able to like flag it in agendas and like get the word out to get as many people there as possible. So in the future, if there's something that maybe we're deciding between, we'll be able to focus more on that and use less time.
Thank you, Mr. Kuster, with the first verbal question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This question is for VP staff. In regard to my previous questions in past weeks, I asked about the UPass and whether there is interest of seeing if students can buy into it who aren't actually being students of this spring and summer. My question is, you said you would like look into if there is interest passing that forward. My question is, what actions will you take to make sure the next UPass committee will have that so it's an ongoing discussion until there is the option for renewal of that contract?
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's a great question. As I mentioned before when you were in council, in the response to your original question was that it can't really be dealt with until a new contract is brought up. However, a new contract should be brought up either next year or the following year. The best thing I can do, I think, in this case is to make a part of the transition to the SVP operations finance to communicate it, that it's something to bring forward in the future committee with their roles to keep that discussion happening, to constantly remind them of the importance of for students of this particular point. And then the hope would be that the future OSFI, of course, I'm going to be monitoring, communicates that same thing and focuses that as a point to consider in the future of contract.
Thank you. Mr. Kuster, your second.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This question is for VP Larson. I'm kind of bored this summer, so I'm looking around to see different locations on campus. So my question to you is there a hidden gem on campus that you would recommend seeing?
Thank you. Ms. Larson.
Whoops.
Oh, there you go.
Hidden gem. I'd have to probably say there's a pretty cool little yoga pad behind the humanities building on the left-hand side where that little river goes through. And cool place, there's a couple picnic tables, nice place to go. But if you have proxy access, the fourth floor, Peter Lockheed Hall, is the best view of the river valley. But yeah, that would be my answer. Thanks.
Thank you. Any more questions for Open Forum? Seeing none, we'll close open forum there and go to question period. I now open the first 15 minutes of question period. I have a question from the live stream. So Councillor Sunday to Cousin Vandegaard, could you provide an update to some of the work that the FMNI specialist is currently doing?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So the biggest projects that our First Nations, Métis, and Inuit specialist is working on, Megan Arkan, is still, familiarizing herself fully with the operations. It's a big organization, and she's really trying to get a very in-depth understanding of how the structures work. But her biggest change is definitely working on the Indigenous Leadership Program. So we're launching an awards program and a leadership program at the SU, specifically for Indigenous students. And so the awards program should be rolling out slowly with the SU. They're a little bit different than the SU awards because of timelines, but they're gonna be rolling out at the same time as the SU awards are being adjudicated. And then the Indigenous Leadership Program is probably gonna take at least a year, maybe a bit longer to create. And she's working with stakeholders from across campus and also a little bit in the community to help develop a training module that actually reflects the needs of what these students want. So if anyone's ever heard of the Emerging Leaders Program or the Advanced Leadership Program that the SU does, it's the same vein as those things, but targeted specifically at, right now, the focus is only Indigenous students. But thank you for the question.
Thank you. Any other questions for question period? I have an honor with Councillor Sunday. Councillor Sunday to Vice President Brown. Could the Vice President provide Council with an update on the Canadian Alliance of Student Associations Indigenous Pilot Program? Please go ahead.
All right, thanks, Mr. Speaker, and thanks to Councillor Sunday for the question. It's going well. We've had to do some sort of rescheduling just because the federal election has thrown an extremely difficult wrench in a lot of our scheduling plans for the year. It's looking like we will be having, we will be hosting a sort of a mini conference for Indigenous student representatives across the country in Ottawa in late September, early October is the tentative time that is being scheduled. Those dates are still being ironed out though, as well as the location and exactly how it's gonna work. So as soon as there is information on more information to release and you know, we will be able to determine which Indigenous representative we would like to send from UASU to be a part of this, what I think is a really pioneering sort of conference. I think it's gonna be very beneficial for CASA's direction in engaging and assisting Indigenous students with advocacy. I will bring that forward. Thanks very much.
Thank you. President Thacker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This question is for VP Brown. Could you remind me of the deadline, or remind Council of the deadline for the applications they want to go to the Get Out the Vote conference in Calgary?
Vice President Brown.
Thanks very much for the question. Forgot to mention that. Let me know by Friday at midnight at the latest. I will also send a more detailed email to all of Council as well with some of the details on dates and travel and whatnot as well. But we would love to bring a couple of councillors to Calgary. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Any more questions for question period? Seeing none, we'll close question period there. And I also just like to flag, we did have another written question from President Bhatnagar to Councillor C, and we did get a we got a response to that question?
Yeah,
so that's been circulated. My apologies for not flagging that at the beginning of the session. So moving to point 7, board and committee business, and we'll start with item 7A. Chen moves on behalf of the nominating committee to ratify the appointment of Navneet Chan to the position of arts counselors on general faculty council. Councillor Chen, would you like to introduce your motion?
Oh, sure.
There you go. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Speaker. Actually, I can introduce three motions at the same time. In the nominating committee, we discussed and choose two of four applications for the student group committee. And this is this choice spent us the most time because we compare who have the most strong interest and who have the most relevant experience in their past, in their resume. We have two applicants who have resumes and a cover letter who we think that the most fit in those committees. So we make that decision. For the person who named Duke and Ji Chung to the student group committee. We only have one application for the ARC and one for the General Faculty Council because we need more people in those positions. We don't really picky on our requirements. Also, we think that in regarding that, some people think students don't really do work in the general faculty council. We think that Navid, the candidate, actually can do a good job in the following work in the general faculty council. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll look for a seconder for this motion. Vice President Agarwal, we'll now open this to debate. Do we have any debate on motion 7A? Seeing none, we'll go to a vote. I see a couple people have walked away. They want to vote. Get them back here. Or not. Please vote. And there we go. Voting closing in 3, 2, 1. This motion carries 19 in favor, 3 abstentions, and 0 opposed. Now I'll move to item 7B. And just a quick note beforehand, I forgot to mention this is speaker's business, so that's my bad. Item 8A, under the general orders, will be rescinded, and Councillor Sunday is going to bring that forward at a later date during the summer. And then I will be special ordering item 7A on late additions, which is an appointment from Councillor Sunday, and that will become item 7D within morning committee business.
What a parliamentary inquiry.
Go ahead.
Can you just re-clarify to Council what the criteria for an abstention vote would be?
Absolutely. So criteria for an abstention vote is you only abstain from a vote if it is a direct conflict of interest to yourself, and a conflict of interest is defined as blood, sex, money, or grades. So if it's a family member, if you're involved with that individual, if it benefits you financially, or if it positively benefits your grades. Otherwise, you should be able to make a decision as a yay or nay on any motion forward unless it's a direct conflict of interest. Thank you for that. We will now forward to item 7B. Chen moves on behalf of the nominating committee to ratify the appointment of Duke Nugent and G. Chang to the student group committee. I'll look for a seconder to this motion. Vice President Staff, Councilor Chen, would you like to introduce item 7B? Go ahead whenever you're ready.
Okay. Both two persons show interest in the student group committee, and we agree that they are the most fit person in this committee. Yeah, like what I have said before, we agree this motion. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll now open the debate for item 7B. Any debate on item 7B? Going once, going twice. Seeing none, I'll now open voting on item 7B. Please vote. And I'll be closing the voting in 3, 2, 1. Voting is now closed. And that motion passes unanimously with 21 in favor. We'll now move to item 7C. Chen moves on behalf of the nominating committee to ratify the appointment of Sean Gray to the Aboriginal Relations and Reconciliation Committee. I'll look for a seconder of this motion. Vice President Staff, Councillor Chen, would you like to introduce item 7C?
Thank you. The ARC need 3 applications. We only got 1. Seeing Gray has shown the strong interest to the Aboriginal Relations and the Reconciliation Committee. If you want to check out the resume and the cover letter, we have them in our Google Drive. Thanks.
Thank you. Look for any debate on item 7C. Seeing none, we'll go to a vote. Please vote on item 7C. Voting closing in 3, 2, 1. And that motion passes unanimously with 21 in favor. We'll now move to item 7D. Councillor Sunday moves on the recommendation of the Aboriginal Relations and Reconciliation Committee to reaffirm the appointment of Andrew Folk onto the Aboriginal Relations and Reconciliation Committee. I'll look for a seconder for this motion. Councilor Menakis. And I just asked Councilor Sunday if he has an introduction. He has no introduction to this motion. So I will then open debate on item 7D. Any debate on item 7D? One, please go ahead.
Point of information, can anyone explain by law 9100?
One moment. Are you referring to item bylaw 8100?
Oh, 8100.
Yeah. Just for, so that motion has been rescinded. So what we're discussing right now is item 7A on the late editions, which is Sunday moves on the recommendation of the Aboriginal Relations and Reconciliation Committee to reaffirm the appointment of Andrew Folk. No worries. Good to be clear. Please go ahead. Vice President Agarwal.
I just really want to speak in favor. I know Andrew Folk, he's very involved in the MSA, and I think he would make a wonderful addition to the ARC.
Thank you.
ARC.
Any other debates on item 7D? Seeing none, we'll go to a vote. Please vote. Voting closing in 3, 2, 1. And that motion passed unanimously with 23 in favor. That closes all our board and committee business. And we'll move into item 8, which is general orders. Since item 8A on the main order papers was rescinded, we are now left with 8B. That moves to go in camera. I'll look for a seconder on this motion. Vice President Brown, would you like to introduce? Would you like to introduce President Vandegaard? Why you want to go in camera?
No.
Okay. No introduction. Because motion to go in camera is not available, not amendable. We'll go straight to a vote. Please vote on whether or not to go in camera. Voting closing in 3, 2, 1. Motion passes unanimously, 23 in favor. We are now in camera. What in camera means is that individuals who are not members of council must now